Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we'd like to do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Best network. Love it. We're going to be talking about how you can research some rich sources of antioxidants. Yes, and improve your health. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking possibly a little bit about your pets and your thyroid. We'll see how the hour goes. We got so much to deal with and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Yes, I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. I'm seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees. Mind the time, it grows short. So today's devotional is from Ecclesiastes 7. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty men, which are in a city. Proverbs 10, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Proverbs 16, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than be chosen than silver? Yeah, I'll take the wisdom and wisdom and discernment. We're supposed to ask for that as if they were our sister and kinswoman. That's how close we're supposed to be to wisdom and discernment according to scripture. So I hope you're doing that. Mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, here's a study out of Australia. They said that eating hot, spicy foods could put you at higher risk of dementia. They said that a new long-term international study has found that a spicy diet could lead to dementia. According to the study, older adults over the age of 55 who consume more than 50 grams of, let's say, chili per day displayed nearly double the risk of developing poor cognition and a decline in overall memory. So interestingly, slimmer adults indulging in the spice diet exhibited even more, they said, significant memory loss. So they said chili consumption was found to be beneficial for body weight and blood pressure in our previous studies. However, this study, we find adverse effects on cognition among older adults. Well, hey, did anybody check the stats in Latin countries and Asian continents where they eat a lot of spice like that? You know, do these countries have, you know, high dementia rates? I'm just asking. Case of dementia. I don't know. Moving along. Frank's got a good point. Cayenne is a circulatory enhancer, so it promotes good blood flow to your brain. Well, moving along in the quack report. That's why it's the quacker, Frank. It's in the quacker. Aspirin study. Millions, they should say, should stop taking aspirin for heart health. Harvard researchers reported that that daily dose of aspirin that they was recommended to prevent heart attack and stroke, well, now it's been overturned. For years, doctors urged their patients to leverage aspirin's blood thinning capability to lower the chance of a heart attack or stroke. But these three surprising studies challenge that dogma. The studies were some of the largest and longest on aspirin therapy. They said it did not lower or even moderate the risk of heart attack or stroke. So they just said, you know, it did increase actually markedly more digestive tract bleeding and other side effects, but it didn't save you from first heart attack or stroke. So plus I've read another study where aspirin therapy like that, can, put you at risk of macular degeneration. So do your homework on all your therapies before you do them. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Oh, Frank said, hey, to all you guys out there, Frank, on the break before the show, he said, I've got a comedian-like, I guess, sense of humor. I don't know. Am I that funny, that Frank? I don't know. I try to be informative and entertaining at the same time. I hope we hit the mark. Well, we're going to talk about research for a rich source of antioxidants. And we're going to look to herbs because that's what research is doing. Yeah, antioxidant advertising. You see this a lot on products all over the media. And most people understand that antioxidants tend to help counteract oxidative stress in the body. So according to medicalnewstoday.com, they say antioxidants prevent or slow damage to our cells produced by what are called free radicals, or otherwise known as unstable molecules that are manufactured by undue stress or toxins. So one distinctive difference with regard to products is you want to look for the natural versus the artificial sources of antioxidants. So scientists and physicians, you know, fail to recognize the difference between these two. However, there is a difference. So in the natural foods, you're going to find a chemistry element that preserves health. You know, you have flavonoids, flavones, polyphenols, polyestrogens, which are really found in your plants and are types of antioxidants. So we're going to take a look at how we can get the best antioxidants and improve our health. Here's a quote from the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. It was January 2002. They said, antioxidants have become synonymous with good health. End of quote. Well, let's look at the natural chemistry, because in the February 2017 Science Direct, they published an article called Food Chemistry. They were comparing the difference between the natural version of antioxidants found in food sources and the synthetic lab variety. So the study used the antioxidants that they found in fennel seeds and chamomile herb because they were rich in what is called phenolic compounds or natural antioxidants. So they compared these plant nutrients to the synthetic version that is often used in supplements called BHA or butylated hydroxyl anisole. So they put these two groups of antioxidants in two separate baked goods. They put them in biscuits and they wanted to compare. Oh, we got to take a break. I'm past the break. Hey, when we come back, I'll tell you what they found. We'll be right back.
Are you
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Back. And we're talking about antioxidants. And right before the break, I was telling you about this research. And they took antioxidants from fennel seeds and chamomile, and they're comparing it to the synthetic version called BHA by placing them in two separate baked goods, biscuits. And they determined, when they compared, they said both the natural and the synthetic offered similar antioxidant activity. However, I want you to notice two very important things. Similar does not mean exactly the same, and therefore the action within the body is going to be different. Also, herbs are heat sensitive and are changed chemically when they're heated, reducing their medicinal power. So here is a quote from Medicinal News Today, May 29, 2018. And they said, studies have shown that certain plants containing antioxidants lose much of their antioxidant benefit in the cooking process. As a result, it is important to seek out natural raw sources of antioxidants, end of quote. Therefore, the study with the baked biscuits with the antioxidants in it showed that highly processed synthetic antioxidant was similar to the cooked antioxidants from plants, which have lost much of their medicinal power. So, the synthetic, they just proved my point. The synthetic version doesn't have as much power as your natural sources, uncooked natural sources. Well, let's look at some free radical scavengers for a second, because to understand the benefits of antioxidants, it's very helpful to understand what a free radical really is. I mean, I can remember when I first heard, hey, Frank, when was the first time you heard that term free radical? You remember when you heard that? I remember my uncle said it to me when I was in my 20s, and he said he was taking these supplements to combat the free radicals in his body, and I said, okay, didn't know what free radical was then. But most reference free radicals as a waste product, often that is produced by our cells. So our cells react to nutrients that we put into the body. And the toxin, it has to also neutralize, and the free radical waste product, the byproduct that the body has to manage or remove. So our body has, if it has a problem with free radicals, it's going to struggle to detox the body of them. And if the cleansing function of the body is slow, blocked, or otherwise not efficient, well, a buildup of this type of waste will stress the system and invite disease. So
in most cases, inflammation begins, and that will flare up. Inflammation tends to hinder blood flow, slows oxygen and nutrition delivery to your cells, also slows the removal of the waste materials. So when this happens, the problem can be exacerbated if the person is a smoker, consumes too much alcohol, or works in an industry that is exposing themselves to chemical toxins. So research is actually linking oxidative stress from your free radicals to conditions like heart disease, cancer, arthritis, stroke, respiratory conditions, immune system malfunction, Parkinson's disease, ischemic conditions, which is a circulatory issue, or vision loss. So these are some of the things that they're seeing a connection in with regard to a lack of antioxidants. So let's look at the risk of cell stress here, because there's a number of things that we do which can increase our risk to getting oxidative cell stress, such as we mentioned smoking and drinking too much. Also, a junk food diet, which doesn't have, it has a lack of nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins. Also, excessive exercise, where you're stressing the system metabolically. Drug therapy, trauma or injury, environmental pollution or being exposed to ozone, as well as radiation, your EMF emissions, or otherwise known as dirty electricity. So when we have an accumulative effect in the body, it will disrupt minerals and release them from your system. So you'll have this exodus of minerals too quickly. And it can inhibit immune function and how the system uses white blood cells for our defense. And it can also disrupt the transport of electrons in the body, helping with their neurotransmitters and your immune system, I'm sorry, your nervous system function. Well, let's get a grip on some antioxidants, shall we? Let's get a list going here, because we've seen the synthetic list of antioxidants, but what about the natural foods that contain the organic version of these free radical fighters? Well, we're going to take a look. This is just a partial list, but vitamin A and beta-carotene you're going to find in broccoli and carrots and parsley, as well as spinach, your yams, spirulina algae, guticola herb, barley grass, peppermint leaf, sienna leaf, yellow dock root, uvarisi herb, parsley, horseradish root, alfalfa, chaparral herb, nettle leaf, dandelion root, and eyebright herb. So those are going to be rich in those beta-carotene, vitamin A. And then what about the foods with the lycopene, the lutein, xanthan? You're going to look at your greens, your turnips, your tomatoes, your sweet potato leaves, summer squash, leeks, basil, cayenne, paprika, parsley, coriander leaf, thyme, oregano, sage, cumin or cumin seed, caraway seeds, eyebright herb again, ginkgo biloba, golden seal root once again, milk thistle, grape seed extracts, fennel, turmeric, and green tea. So these are all these sources of antioxidants you can get for your system. Plus, a lot of them are very beneficial for vision issues. Here is a quote from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, also the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry with the American Chemistry Society, January 2002. And they say, herbs, in addition to making food tastier, are an abundant source of antioxidants and could provide potential anti-cancer benefit to a balanced diet, end of quote. So why herbs? Well, according to the American Chemistry Society, herbs, they say, have a higher antioxidant activity than your fruits, spices, vegetables, and even garlic. So when they compared antioxidants in herbs to other foods, they discovered that, let's say, one tablespoon of oregano contain the same antioxidants as a medium-sized apple. And other garden herbs that were really high on the list of antioxidants were dill, thyme, rosemary, and peppermint. So if you have an herb garden out there, try to plant those. So you want to make your supplements count. That's the real point, because the market is really flooded with all kinds of supplements, and most consumers really are not informed about the differences in ingredient. And they're just the supplement ingredients. They're just not, even if you're asking somebody in the store to help you, there's just so much they can tell you.
you know. So they're really being told synthetic, just as good as the natural version, much like GMO is the same as the natural version. And we know that's not the case. So you want to be very selective with your supplements, and you should demand whole food organic products. So if you want a line of the whole food organic herbal supplements, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Their whole food herb product line, you'll find they have many antioxidant-rich herb formulas. They have them the antioxidant herbs in their organ cleanses to help release a lot of metabolic stress. They have it in their headache formulas. They have it in their energy vitamin body foundation food mix. They have a lot of tinctures, single tinctures like your milk thistle and the thyme. We mentioned fennel as well. So you can give them a call to order or ask for their free product catalog. Their number is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because you're taking the power back. And you're taking the power back because God gave you that power. He said herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. From Genesis to Revelation, look it up. God can't lie. Mm-mm. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. So definitely check that out. Get some antioxidants, which according to medical science is synonymous with good health. God wants you to be healthy. He does. He didn't expect you to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. He gave you all the medicinal products you need right here on earth. He did that. Herbs are for the service of man, healing of the nations. He gave you every green herb, he said, as meat. And that means it's packed full of nutrition. And that's why a lot of times they're bitter. And if you got little kids out there or grandchildren and they want to go, ew, it tastes so yucky. Why does it taste yucky? Well, tell them a strawberry is sweet and you can eat a lot of that. But God put so much healing power in this herb right here that if he only wants you to take a little bit, that's why he made it bitter. So you only ate a little bit. If it tasted sweet, you'd eat too much. So that usually works. Tell them that. And we're coming up to a break. Hey, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, don't forget, click on the books and newsletters tab. Many of you are doing that. Congratulations. And you're signing up for the free newsletters. If you have email, they'll go out to your email address each week. So the American Survival goes out on Tuesday and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So sign up for free. Go to thepowerherbs.com. Click on books and newsletters and enter in your address and they'll be showing up in your inbox. So check that out. Lots of free information each week that will benefit and empower you. Great deal. Free. We're going to take a break, but more on the other side. Be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Shift gears, and we're going to be talking about your thyroid, because, oh my word, thyroid disease is an epidemic, but you don't hear it as an epidemic. You just think it's a, oh well, we expect your thyroid to, you know, go bonkers on you at some point in your life, so just take this drug and go home. Well, today, the willingness to perform a lot of thyroid surgery is really prevalent, and patients can hear surgery is going to be recommended usually for a number of thyroid conditions, whether it's cancer, benign nodules, enlarged gland, or even an overactive gland. So modern medicine can remove the entire or part of the thyroid. Now, in 2011, they had listed 72,000 Americans had their thyroid gland surgically removed. And there are risks associated with thyroid surgery, and most people are just not taught why their thyroid is important, why it's not functioning, and if there are options to address the cause of the malfunction. So we're going to take a look, see how we can help our thyroid, okay? Let's look at this gland. According to the American Thyroid Association, the human thyroid gland, this butterfly-shaped endocrine gland located right in the front of your neck area. So our thyroid gland, they say, manufactures hormones to help regulate specific body function like energy, body temperature, muscles, brain, heart, and other organs. But they're learning more and more and more about the thyroid gland. It does more than they ever thought it did. I think Rutgers University in 2015 found that it helps regulate your circadian sleep cycle and your breathing while you're sleeping. So typically, it suggests sleep apnea is really a thyroid that's out of balance. Well, let's look at some of the surgical risks. So according to the American Thyroid Association, there are risks if you have thyroid surgery. Aside from bleeding or respiratory distress, the surgery can offer other risks like injury to the larynx or a nerve, your voice box nerves. I've seen people who have had injuries to that nerve, and their voice is very raspy or almost to the level of a whisper, you know, so you got to be careful with surgery. It can cause permanent hoarseness and breathing problems as well. Damage to the parathyroid gland, which helps control your calcium level and increases your risk of other diseases if that's injured. Poor wound healing could be the result, as well as heart problems, urinary tract conditions from the surgery, and death. So death, you know, is listed. We don't hear about that much, but it is listed there. So the surgery risks tend to be significant if patients have tumors or cancer that has spread to lymph nodes. So the risk is high if the thyroid is enlarged. However, patients are told that the serious complications occur only 2% of the time, just 2%. So the internet and the Clinical Congress of the American College of Surgeons is stressing the importance of selecting a surgeon that has done a minimum of 25 thyroidectomies. So if you must go to the surgery area to get better, if that's your last resort, if that's what you're going to do, they say make sure you research your surgeons carefully and he has experience. And if you get a very experienced surgeon, they're explaining you reduce your complication risk by about 35%, and post-surgery risk is going to be limited to the formation of blood clots, restrictions on your physical activity, and wound care. So that's post-surgery. All right. Well, let's look at medicine. Also, that they tend to put people on that have had surgery for the thyroid. If you had a partial or complete thyroidectomy, they're going to need to take a thyroid hormone. You're going to need to take a thyroid hormone replacement prescription to make up for that gland that's not making the hormones anymore. So the drug companies make a synthetic drug called Synthroid, and another drug made from pig glands is called Armour. So Synthroid's the synthetic. Armour, they say, is a more the natural version. It comes from the glands of pigs. So the drug side effects can cause hives, difficulty breathing, chest pain, fatigue, nausea, sweating, tremors, blurred vision, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or throat, hair loss, headache, and seizures. So these drugs may not work well with other medications like diabetic medications, heart disease medicines, other hormone therapies, like if you're you're menopausal or maybe on birth control. Okay, you got to keep that in mind. Also, some of these drugs for thyroid don't work well with herb supplements either, so you got to be careful. So if patients have a disruption in the ability to, you know, get their thyroid hormone replacement medicine, what would happen if you ran out of your medicine, couldn't get it refilled for whatever reason? You're going to experience fatigue, lack of energy, weight gain, low blood pressure, slow breathing, lower body temperature, even coma and death. So that's how important your thyroid is. Think about that. So the thyroid gland is indeed a very important organ. And without it, guess what? We die. That's right. So you want to protect that gland for sure. It's not one of these useless little things. Well, let's look at some of the causes. According to modern medicine, the epidemic of thyroid disease, they say, is because of an autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is, they say, caused by toxins, often due to things, herbicides, or even immunizations, really. So these toxins also cause things like diabetes and many other endocrine-type diseases in the system. And in many cases, your thyroid gland gets overstressed and exhausted. It's out of balance, see? And the lack of natural iodine, that's the other problem. Our foods don't have the iodine they once did. You know, when they started analyzing crops, I've talked to you about this before, Frank, and our listeners, I've mentioned it too. In the 1900s is when they started analyzing nutrition and crops and, you know, putting that down in research. And when they go back to those research papers and compare it to our nutrition and crops today, it's 50% lower. So your mineral content is 50% less. And it's really due to the agricultural way that we grow things. So plus, I don't think your GMO stuff has the same nutrition as the natural organic stuff. Anyway, so whenever you have a lack of natural iodine, the thyroid will struggle, okay? It gets overstressed. And so a lot of people say, well, it's in salt. They put the iodine back in salt so we wouldn't get goiters and all that. Well, they put a synthetic version of iodine back in the salt, but salt manufacturers are not required to do that. It's if they want to do that. So what we have is, you know, a depletion of natural iodine and the thyroid is struggling. So overstressed, exhausted thyroids, lack of iodine, and we see the collapse of thyroid health in America. That's what you have. It's simple. It's not complicated. So let's look at iodine deficiency. If you have a lack of iodine, brittle hair, nails, or even hair loss, cold extremities or intolerance to cold, depression, dry skin, difficulty swallowing, fatigue, high cholesterol, infertility, menstrual irregularities, early menopause, poor memory or concentration, slow heart rate, weight gain, and sleep apnea. So according to the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, the natural levels of iodine in our foods have declined 50% since 1950. According to the WHO, the United States has joined 129 countries which are also seem to be iodine deficient. So it's the agricultural, the GMO, it's all that stuff. So poor farming methods, these are the reasons for our deficiency in mineral content in our food. Poor farming methods, the use of herbicides, processed foods, processed salt, lack of seafood or seaweed, as well as radiation exposure. So you got a lot of radiation today in technology, EMF radiation, dirty electricity. So it's also, you know, putting stress on your glands. It is. All right. So the study also talked about the natural iodine to help feed the thyroid gland, and it produces hormones from this natural iodine. So your thyroid takes in this iodine and converts it to hormones. And on a cellular level, it oxygenates or energizes the mitochondria of your cells. The body will tap into the hormones it produces to make even things like neurotransmitters. And so your thyroid does more metabolically than modern medicine ever thought. Well, and how important is it to get a natural version of the iodine? I mean, you could get those iodine pills that they hand out, you know, for, you know, radiation poisoning, you know, nuclear power disasters. But is that the same as natural iodine? Well, in the 1800s, the French discovered that iodine reversed thyroid goiters. And when we have this intake of a natural source of iodine, it's really called iodide. And the apothecaries of the 19th century often sold, get this, liquid iodide that you would add to water. Now, in Japan, where the chickens are fed fish, there's little iodine deficiency in Japan, the Japanese culture, because a lot of times they consumed 100 times more iodine than the entire world's population, because they get it from the ocean salt, see, and the fish and the seaweed, you know. So when you get a natural source, you can have 100 times more volume of iodine in the body and it not be toxic. Get that? So the National Institute of Health investigated the average intake of iodine in the 1950s compared to today. So in the 50s, the average American consumed 726 mcgs per day of iodine in their diet. No supplements. It was just in the foods. And today we consume zero. Zero, which a lot of internal medicine doctors and general practitioners are realizing that, and that's causing a whole lot of health problems. Smart, if they look at that, really smart. So when we have to take a little break, when we come back, we're going to talk about what the recommended daily allowance is and what you think you can have and how you should get it and blah, 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 to empower you. That's what it's going to do. Absolutely. So we'll be right back with more.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Getting techno out there. Frank always has bouncy music for me. He knows I like it bouncy. Thanks, Frank. All right, we're talking about the thyroid, and we're talking about the nutrition in our foods compared to even the 1950s and today. So the recommended daily allowance of iodine by your health officials, they say you should get 150 mcgs per day, and they said pregnant women, they should get 2.20 mcgs per day. When they're nursing, 290 mcgs per day. So in 2006, the New England Journal of Medicine recommended that Americans should get 300 to 400 mcgs of iodine, and some think that is too conservative. Now, Dr. Guy Abraham and Dr. David Brownstein recommended 5 mgs, which would be the equivalent of 5,000 mcgs, to replenish the iodine stores in the body, and then a maintenance dose of 1 to 3 mcgs a day, or roughly 1,000 to 3,000 mgs. So they stated that women need more iodine than men do. Well, that makes sense because we bleed, you know, menstrual stuff. So they noted that the Japanese and the French that live along the coast, hey, they consume 12.5 mcgs, the equivalent of 12,000 mcgs or mgs, 12,000 mgs, 5,000 American compared to 12,000 Japanese. And they don't have a problem with health because they get it all from natural sources. See, here's a quote from Dr. Brownstein. He says, iodized salt is a poor salt source of iodine in our diets, and the recommended daily allowance of iodine is inadequate too, he says. Well, let's look at foods that contain iodine. So Americans used to eat healthier in the 50s and prior to the 50s, and there were fewer cases of obesity. And the foods that were that are naturally containing your iodine would be things like haddock, your fish, your sea bass, your perch, your cod, your shrimp, your seaweed. And the highest natural form of black walnut that's in a non-aquatic food source is black walnut. Okay, it's got the highest concentration of iodine. Now, when I say black walnut, I'm not talking about the bag of black walnuts people throw in baked goods. That's not what we're talking about. I don't know if you, hey, Frank, have you ever seen a black walnut tree? Ever seen one of them? They're prevalent down here in the South, you know, the warm zone, seven zone. What it is you get this big green ball. It's about golf ball size on the tree, and then in the fall, around September, they start to turn brown, and then they fall off the tree, and they turn black, and the outer hull gets really soft. When they're green, they're super hard, you know, but when they fall off and they turn brown, they get really soft, so the outer hull gets soft, and the stuff between the outer hull and the pit or stone inside the walnut, it's this black gooey substance, and that's what we're talking about. And they take that black goo and they feed it to thoroughbred racehorses so they don't get parasites. Oh, parasites to a million-dollar horse is the kiss of death, right? Synthetic iodine doesn't even touch it, right? The horses drop dead in a day. They got to give them the black walnut so that the horse doesn't die. If a horse gets parasites, he loses all his hair in a day. Can you imagine? A bald horse, Frank. Never seen the like, have you? No mane, no nothing. Think about that. Think of that. You know, it's like a chihuahua, a big one, right? Anyway, some of the things that are raw that contain a natural thiodine that, you know, will help a thyroid condition. So you want to use foods that are going to be containing a lot of that natural iodine. So, but you want to avoid eating things like large amounts of raw cabbage. Avoid turnips, cauliflower, soybeans, and peanuts. Cooking these foods do make them safer to eat because if you have a thyroid condition, history shows that these foods inhibit the thyroid from making a hormone. So if you're trying to get over an imbalance, avoid those foods. Let's talk about the iodized salt. What happens is the iodized salt, what they did is when they decided to refine salt, usually in a distillation method, it removes all the nutrition, 84 microminerals, and they're able to sell it to other industries for more profit. So you get a devitalized salt that's not healthy for you. It's sodium chloride. And there's no buffer elements in it anymore to buffer the harshness of sodium chloride. So so what they do is they'll take a fraction of synthetic iodine and add it back to the salt, maybe 10%. Now, Dr. Abraham and Dr. Brownstein state 10% synthetic iodine may be enough to prevent goiters on the thyroid, but it's not enough to prevent malfunction of the thyroid in the body. So in the 50s, get this, a slice of bread in the 1950 had 150 mcgs of iodine in it. Today, bread manufacturers don't add iodine, but they put bromide in as a dough conditioner instead, which is quite toxic to the thyroid. So in the 1980s, processed food manufacturers replaced the iodine with a carcinogen called bromide in your baked goods. Isn't that lovely? So iodine was used really back in the 50s to condition dough, but bakeries switched to the bromide when someone questioned the safety of iodine. Therefore, we have less iodine in the diet. We have more bromide, which interferes with the thyroid, utilizing any iodine in your diet. And you get all these other toxins, and you get no nutrition in your salt. So you've got a body starving for minerals. And I'm convinced a majority of our internal medicine disorders stem from a lack of mineral. Yeah. So if you're looking at supplements, you know, just try to get whole food ones. The black walnut, you can get seaweed, you can get Celtic sea salt. That's sun dried, it still has natural iodine in it. But if you've got a thyroid limping along, you're going to need the black walnut for sure. You're just going to need more. According to Dr. Joseph Martin, now he's a biologist. He says, we're really just beginning to learn the true extent of how thyroid hormones impact our overall health, end of quote. Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of people, you know, have the thyroid removed and then they're on these hormone drugs. And let me tell you, it's a very delicate process. It's a type walk of how to get drugs to do the same kind of balancing act your thyroid was supposed to be doing. And it could just wreak havoc on your nervous system, your brain. You won't get sleep. You'll gain weight. You just have a whole problem because it's really hard for the doctors to get that balance right. So I say just feed the thyroid gland the natural iodine and for skip all that other, you know. I'm for the natural healing for sure. Natural solutions for everyday problems. That's what I call it. So let's feed the thyroid some organic iodine. Get your black walnut, get your seaweed, get your Celtic sea salt. You're going to skip the sleep apnea. You're going to skip the insomnia. you're going to skip the nightmare of not having the horse, and you're going to skip it. Now, what I like to do is the thyroid, when it's ill, stressed, not functioning at like it should, I like to use three herbs for a synergistic effect to help it out. I like to use the black walnut for obviously the iodine source. I also like to use mullein, and this soothes the gland. Mullein is one of those herbs that goes out there and soothes all your glands. If you got a prostate gland, it'll soothe that as well. So it's just one of those wonderful herbs that has this soothing capability for all your glands. And then I'll also like to add, I layer in some Siberian ginseng, because this offers your body, your metabolic function, stamina to sort of like, you know, helping the thyroid get back up and running. So it gives it stamina. So natural iodine is the food it needs, the nutrition it needs, so it can do its job. The mullein to soothe it because it's exhausted, and the Siberian ginseng to give it stamina. So it can come back. It can bounce back. Now, I've seen people on Synthroid or Armor for their thyroid problem, and then they'll use a little Celtic sea salt that has a natural iodine in it, and it'll perk up the thyroid. And all of a sudden, their doctor is reducing their prescription on their next blood round, on the blood test they go get. And because the thyroid is taking in the natural iodine, and it's feeling better. It's functioning better. So it doesn't need the artificial hormones as much, see? And that's what shows up in the blood work. You have that power right now. Check it out. And God says, I gave you this power. Herbs are here for the serviceman, the healing of the nation. They're here as meat. They're here to empower your system to regenerate and help your body regenerate, because that's what it's designed to do. Hey, it took you a while to get sick. It may take you a little bit to get better, but it's usually the plant nutrition that we're needing, the minerals in the plants. And so we have to turn to the medicinal herbs for that to get over the hump. And that's the beauty of herbs. You're not supposed to be taking them like drugs for life, like prescriptions. That's not the philosophy of that kind of type of healing healthcare. It's to get you back to your original wellness so you don't need anything. You may from time to time need a maintenance dose, but you're not supposed to be on this stuff for life. You're supposed to get better and be well. That's how it goes. Not this, you know, disease management stuff. So you have power. You just didn't realize you had it. And now you've got some knowledge to use with your tools. And when you have the tools and you have the knowledge to use them, what is that? That's amazing. That's what that is. That's a healing. And you have that power. So go to thepowerherbs.com. Check them out. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's toll free at 866-229-3663. There's a sleep apnea pack up there. Check that out. You can get the black walnut if you want all by itself. But if you have that imbalance for sure, the pack will give you the black walnut, the mullein, and the Siberian ginseng. So check that out. It's amazing. And be well. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.